Good morning. My guest this morning is Craig Miller from Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Roland.
So you're an actor now.
I'm an actor, too.
Once
in a while. Yeah.
So, and it's Equus.
Equus.
What a show.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell people about it a little.
Sure.
Some people may not know about it.
Yeah, happy to. Well, Equus was kind of a monumental psychological thriller that emerged in the early 1970s. It was written by Sir Peter Shaffer, who others might know from another play of his that's being produced here in Sonoma County, Amadeus, which is being produced by Cinnabar.
Oh, really?
This spring, yes. So Sir Peter Shaffer is experiencing a little bit of a reemergence,
right,
which is great. He's a
wonderful playwright.
And he's still
around after all these years.
Yeah, yeah. at least his body of work is.
Right.
No, Equus is this really disturbing at times, but intense exploration of the human psyche. The magnifying glass that we're putting on in this show is my role, Dr. Dysart, he has been brought a young man as a new patient that the courts have decided they will allow him to be seen by a psychiatrist rather than just put him away, because what this young man has done is he has blinded several horses with a hoof pick.
Oh, God, I remember now.
And they're trying to get to the bottom of exactly why that might have happened. What set him in that direction of so much destruction? Because, of course, you know, something like that happens, it trickles down to the parents. And, you know, psychologically, was there anything there damaging that was done by the parents, by the people he worked for, relationships with the opposite sex or the same sex that he may have been having at that time? And so what's really juicy about Equus is that the audience gets to, through Dysart, go on this psychological and psychiatric journey into the mind of this 17-year-old boy. And now, this was loosely based on a true story that happened back in the 1920s or 30s, where a young man did get arrested for having blinded horses it takes place in London. We couldn't find a whole lot of research about that. So Peter Shaffer just really kind of built this beautiful play around this story that he had very little to go on. It is a riveting evening of theater, and we're really, really excited
it's
to be bringing it.
It's a notorious evening,
it
really.
It is, truly, truly. So we're excited to bring it back to the stage. It hasn't been on stage in a long time in
this
area. And so we're looking forward to reintroducing it. There's just so much rich writing in that exploration of it. And our director, Lenny Dean, has gotten this show up on its feet. It's so active. It's so interactive. We're actually staging it in the round in our studio theater, so the audience will be surrounding the action on all four sides.
Oh, wow.
And there's I'm not going to give anything away, but there are some really fun effects that happen throughout the show. So
wonderful.
Yes.
What's next? Just
what's next? Well, so Equus opens on February 9th and it runs through the 25th, but right after that we'll be opening the probably the funniest farce ever written about theater or about people who do theater, Noises Off, is going to be on the main stage at Sixth Street Playhouse.
The funniest.
Yeah, and that runs March 9th through March 30th.
Great pair of shows, Craig.
Really great pair of shows to kick off the new year.
Yeah. Yep. I've seen it twice, and the first time I saw it, I was almost literally in the aisles.
Oh, yeah. We're hoping that we get some rollers out there.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in, and thank you for doing the quality of theater that you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And let's tell people that this is your chance to see the play Equus, opening February 9th and running through the 25th in the Studio Theater. For tickets and information, go to sixthstreetplayhouse.com or call the box office at 523-4185, extension 1. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.